see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, making guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon on the 10th of February, 2014, and welcome. Family, here we go, another Monday, and we're back on track. I tell you, it's amazing how you run into people. You get divine appointments of sort. You know what those are, right? Divine appointments are those where you accidentally run into some people or person or others or whatever. And not expecting to talk, you end up talking about Jesus or about the New World Order, the Illuminati, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes you'll start talking about, well, what do you think about Obama's health care bill? And then it'll evolve into a discussion of reality about the New World Order. It is a solid conspiracy. Family, it goes back all the way back to the Old Testament. It's in the Scriptures. People keep ignoring this. Jeremiah 11:9-10. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy, you know, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They're turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. God wasn't happy with Judah. And then Jesus Christ came down and established a new covenant. Notice the word new. A new covenant. Jesus Christ came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it himself. The Roman Catholic Church is going to be re-spiritualized. It was first designed and created formalized in Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. Constantine. Constantine is a documented pagan. It's real simple. I'm sorry, but he is. Was. He's a worshiper of Baal. Satan sent him to change his tactics, because he has to change his tactics because God reigns. What happened? What do you mean change his tactics? What are you talking about? As I've said to people before on my broadcast and those who've listened, that up to the point of the Council of Nicaea, Maxentius, and before, Magnitius, oh, the emperor before Constantine, Maxentius, there you go, Maxentius, and all the times before, they were murdering in Rome Christians, and all those followed God. It was the ancient mystery religious, ancient mystery religion schools, shamanism, Mithraism, Zoroastrianism, all these that came from Nimrod, fallen angels that channeled him. Islam did not exist. So Maxentius was the last emperor under this ritual of murder. Crucifixion, lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Gladiators, the whole thing. Maxentius was, Constantine was sent because the last part of Rome, before Constantine, at some point in time, the spectators of these blood games were converting. Because of the death, the martyrs, martyrism, they were amazed that the Christians still maintained loyalty to this God they served. They would die, and someone would take their place singing. And this was just befuddling the Romans. Ended their fun because people in the stands started converting. We want some of that. Who's this God they worship? We want that because they were empty. Had one Roman soldier to actually take off his armor, the one that was a commander. Seen hundreds of Christians and Jews go through, Christians primarily, and all those they attacked as worshiping this God that they didn't know. He took his armor off and joined them. He knew there must have been something to it because they endured to the end. There is the key. It's not giving up. So he joined them. I don't remember his name, but it happened. So it was working opposite of what Satan had included, because Satan, using the influence he had back then in the pagan gods and so forth, thought he'd just kill them all, just like Hitler served Satan to kill all the Hebrew Jews, Israelites. He himself was part of Rothschild, but Rothschilds were Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, German, changed their name to Rothschild for a reason, to give it a Jewish flavor. For another reason later on after the 18th century. But in any case, it's Roman, German, Italian, Irish, Scottish. Oh, I hate saying that, because I'd be Irish heritage. It's not a thing. It's not about heritage, baloney. It's about future. It's about Jesus Christ. Not about a family heirloom, whatever loom you want to call it, or anything in the past, or legacy, or whatever. It's about Jesus, man. That's all. Not about family, not about country, not about flag, any of that stuff. It's about Jesus. That's it. King James Bible. That's his word to you. That's it. It's that simple. You got tons and tons of books about philosophy, all kinds of nonsense like that. And that's true. Philosophy is nonsense. You know, philosophy Because philosophy was made to downplay the truth about Jesus. It's taken out. Philosophy is baloney. It's meant to hide the truth about Jesus. As a matter of fact, philosophy in its own right is one of what they call the Ashram rays that the fallen angels designed, one of the seven major rays, R-A-Y-S, which politics, science, harmony, beauty, and the arts is one. Science, politics, economics, finance, education, all rays that they controlled since Nimrod. And as each one would advance, they took control. Six fallen angels underneath all seven, 49 fallen angels control those seven rays. I've mentioned these before. People aren't getting it these days and time. They control education, philosophy, religion, science, arts, politics, and finance with specific objectives, milestones based on portals opening and closing, based on avatars, chalices, all these things going on. Some of you, if you're new here, oops, you know, each one of those required, you can look these things up. But family, this is really what's going on today. The news just keep you distracted. The news is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. That's a fact. Confirmed. Congressional records, 1915. All media is perfectly controlled. 100%. History has been fabricated from United States American schools since 1908. Totally fabricated. Now, here's the catchy part. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast in a jiffy. But the catchy part is they've fabricated all the history. Fabricated. They've told just enough truth to pull you in, give rewards, degrees, grades, to find the best of the best, and then lure them into the Illuminati in some fashion by rewards, certificates, memberships. And then they would get them to sign over to Lucifer to use them because the fallen angels can't do it themselves. Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel Rhodes Scholarship. You see what I'm saying? And whoever's in the Peace Rhodes Scholarship Program, don't matter who it is, don't make any difference who. Carnegie Peace Foundation, all these, all these rewards, they will be used by the Illuminati or they will not be awarded it. If they stray, they will destroy their career. They control the wealth of this world for now. They control the wealth. And millionaires are not made by themselves. They're allowed or they're appointed. That's the way it works. They monitor from the tax income, tax returns, whatever. They monitor who's got a really good idea and is increasing wealth. They will approach them and give an offer they can't refuse every single time, or they'll destroy their career, destroy their agenda. They'll buy their idea out. If they don't sell it out, they will kill them. You understand? This is what really goes on today. This is Satan's world. God, Satan is God of this world, little g. But God of the Bible is the creator. He is the king of the universe. And the scriptures will come true. There's no getting around it. It's impossible to get around the prophecy. It's not going to happen. The only thing to get around, and this is the key, is the amount of time we're allowed by prayer, fasting. What did Abraham do to save Sodom and Gomorrah? God said, show me 50. Abraham was praying, don't, you know, spare Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, he had family there. Spare them. Show me 50 righteous. Okay, show me 30. Show me 20. Show me 10. Show me 1. I can't. Okay. You tell Lot, family, get their butts out of there and don't look back. So they got to remove the church. They got to remove those righteous, those praying, or subjugate them under a false theocracy, theology, and turn the world against God totally. At some point in time, and that's God's business, not mine, God's going to say, that's enough. And tribulation will begin. His judgment's coming upon this earth. That you can count on. He's a just God. He's also a loving God. But being a just God and a loving God, there will be punishment for all those who rejected him. People have been warned and warned and warned and warned over and over and over. When they don't like it, they just change the word. Come up with some kind of religion or some theocracy, theology that's man-made. That's just nothing. It's like styrofoam wood and trying to build a house. Not going to happen. Wind's going to blow it down. Man's a styrofoam. And God's the oak. What you think going to win? What's going to stand in the wind? It's going to happen. But right now, people are praying, and you have those that, but it's getting smaller and smaller. We already got 17 states that's changed their laws for homosexual marriage. Sorry, but, you know, homosexuality is against the Bible. God established it. It's none of my business what people do. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. What God's going to do is in the Bible. That stands. That rules. God, man, don't tell God what to do. It's not going to happen. Neither does Satan. Satan can only trick man like Satan tricked Eve. Like Satan tricked Ham, Cush, and Nimrod. He finds the weakest point. Then he goes after it. There's going to come a time here when their technology is going to come to a slam dunk halt. When we've turned away from God the last time. And then judgment will start. You know when it's going to start exactly? Right in the Bible Belt. Right in the belt of the, right in the midsection of America. The Bible Belt. Which had slaves in the first place, by the way. Don't you know God's been patient with the Bible Belt? We had slaves from 1712 all the way up to 1860, 1960. Heck, it ain't even stopped, really. You got white slavery. You got family. There's judgment coming. There's no way around it. The idea is to pray, to spread the gospel, and those that's not born again, to lead them in that way, divine appointments. That's really the bottom line. We got to save America. Well, who's going to save the human trafficking in America? Who's going to stop the kidnapping and killing of a million children a year? Who's going to stop that? How about that? Nobody said a word about that on a big scale. They got them on milk cartons. You got to be kidding me. Well, we got 16 last month. Really? 16 out of a million? Okay. Great for 16. Absolutely. How about a million? That's taken by the Child Protective Service and used by the CIA for sodomizing, Pentagon activities, Wicca, and things that you all can't even imagine in your worst nightmare, what they do to these children at the government level. Bohemian Grove, Wiccans, Asheboro, Asheville, Virginia Beach, Mount Shasta, California, Wesock Festival. Man, you can just go with Wicca. And Wicca, Luciferian Order, is in your government. Pat Buchanan, Clinton, they're all Luciferians. Obama's a Luciferian. Bush, evil to the absolute total core. Nixon, Reagan, were Bohemian Grove attendees. Family, this is a cold, hard truth. And Jesus Christ is going to come down here with a vacuum cleaner, and let me tell you what, it's going to be all turned around. Whose side are you going to be on? The creator or the created and the defeated? It's not a trick question. But apparently it seems to be these days and times. Family, we'll dedicate the broadcast and we'll get started. And we'll talk today about some news and what's about it, really. And the dialectic, how they operate, a little bit of the background of our history. Because to know the history is to know what the future. See, the Bible's not a book of history. It's got history in it. But the Bible, as it's not being taught, is a book of the future to tell you what's going to happen with 100% accuracy. And yet it's looked at, well, that's, you know, it's a Bible about the past. That's how it's taught. Book of the past. Then the prophecies are like a mystery. So nobody really learns. They don't take the prophecy serious because all these campings and all these other false prophets, that's really the majority. There's going to be so-and-so-and-so-and-so on the year 2015 or in, May 12th, 2014. And June comes along and nothing happens. Oh, y'all, that's why they do it. False Christ, false prophecies, Nostradamuses, and Mayan this, that, and the other, and Inca whatever, and Gene Dixon, and all these other false prophets out there. They know what they're doing. They're giving false prophecies on purpose. Some of them because they want to sell their books or CDs or whatever. They're going to answer for that on a much higher level than they can even imagine. It's not about a church, not about loyalty to a country, not about loyalty to a church or a pope or a priest or a rabbi or a preacher or evangelist or whatever. No, it's Jesus, man. It's about Jesus, about the King James Bible, irrefutably the only true word of God. People argue about it, and they have no, absolutely zero evidence that the King James is not the true word of God and the only one. Well, there's many areas in the Bible. Show me. They can't. And when they do show you the 1,001 contradictions in the Bible, every single one of them can be destroyed. It's how they manipulate the scriptures. Then they get all mad at you, which is not a problem, because the Holy Spirit's working on them then. It's okay. Family, better start getting serious. Wicca, you're going down. You're going down. Renounce that blood oath. Freemasons, you're going down. Renounce that blood oath, man. Get out of there. Anti-Mason, I'm just letting you know, you're not of God, man. You're taking a blood oath. That something's got to be wrong with having your tongue torn out by the root to keep a secret. Come on now. How can you not see that's wrong and swear to God for it? Then to tell you what's really just idle words. No, it's not. Whatever you say, you will be held accountable. But there's a way out. There is a way out. The way out is to renounce it. Renounce it. Ask for forgiveness. Matthew 5, 33, 37. No oath at all. But you ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you of that sin. Of taking a blood oath. Every degree. If every degree you take a blood oath, you dig your grave a foot deeper. Well, once you're a part of it, and you get out of it, well, you will incur the wrath of man in a lot of cases. But that's where you make your choice. The wrath of man or the wrath of God for eternity? It's not a trick question. Lord, we come before you in prayer, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray. Father, guide us today in this broadcast and all this week, Lord. Spread the blood of Jesus around us that we exchange knowledge, we talk. Father, each person's got their own epiphanies and their own ideas. And Lord, that you guide us in the right way in all cases. And Father, we pray for our families, friends that we've met and friends we've made and family members that are sick and ill. For ourselves, Lord, we pray also to spread the blood of Jesus around us to keep us physically fit the right way and to keep the demons away, Lord. Surround us with your protection, Lord, that we need that as we start spreading the truth and the gospel in this great commission. Father, we pray for our loved ones that are needing healing. Lord, we pray for Randy and his family member that needs to open her eyes up, Lord, that her eyes will be opened to the truth. Father, pray for those that have husbands and wives that through their through their worship and faith, that Father, it will sanctify the family members. That Father, the Holy Spirit will be in their hearts. And they'll seek the truth. Father, we pray for our leaders that we can step away from this Luciferian agenda. That Father, they'll tell the truth. We pray, Father, that you'll touch the hearts, the minds, and souls of those foreign troops inside the United States today to give them a spirit of indecision. Of indecision and derision. That Father, through this confusion, some may even become saved and born again. But Father, we need your Holy Spirit to give us time. And we pray that that time will be spent with witnessing to others and preparing ourselves for the end times to come. Father, we pray that the truth that come out about the end times and the preachers and the evangelists and all these is using wrong and errant means of prophecy, misinterpreting the Bible, that, Lord, they'll come clean. They start speaking the truth. Father, we pray for our returning servicemen, those coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, that, Lord, you will override those effects of those drugs, the microchips, the vaccinations. And Father, to silence the voices in their heads, with that voice-to-skull technology, Lord, you'll tear down their technology that's causing these voices. The towers, the Gwen coils, the harp, that, Lord, you tear down their frequencies. You tear down their facilities, their technology. Lord, to set up more divine appointments that folks can witness about the love of Jesus. And those, Father, that are left, that have a loss, that, Father, you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and guide them to your Son, Jesus. And, Father, to guide us this week as we have Bible studies and broadcast. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, it says in the Bible about increase of knowledge. I keep secrets all this time. If you've noticed, if you've had your finger on the pulse and you've noticed, all of a sudden, man, they're coming out with all kinds of stuff about Jesuit here, Jesuit there, the Illuminati and all this kind of thing, all kinds of knowledge about vaccinations and all this stuff is all of a sudden just coming out of the open, stuff we've talked about for years. Seems to be coming out of the woodwork. Now, you'd think that would be a good thing. But kind of the way I see it is by this truth coming out, it's preparing us for that day that it's all going to change because they feel that they're in control now. and they can release the truth. But at the same time, they're required to tell you the truth. God requires it. Only problem has been they've done it in such a way that they've made it unbelievable to those that's unaware. TV, movies, novels, fiction, attributed to fiction, video games, all kinds of ways. And then they come up with truth tellers that, I'm here to tell you the truth, and they act crazy, and they use megaphones and do the break dance and lie and cheat and steal and all kinds of things. Act like they're crazy. And then what you do is attribute the truth to this crazy guy. So it must be false then. That's how they do it. And then you tell the truth. Oh, you're like that crazy guy on the TV and the radio. That's how they do it. I mean, that's the technique is used. Called controlled opposition. Then if you write a book, you got to write a book. Have CDs, you got to have that. Of course, then again, when you find a truth teller, that's most of them is in the past, actually. That's how we've got our information and research. So you got to know the truth. You got to kind of get an idea of what it's about before you know which one's a real truth teller. But nowadays, I don't see any. Bill Cooper was murdered. Rousseau was murdered. Ah, no, they said he died of cancer, but they can give you cancer and you can be dead in 30 days, very simply. Senator Schaefer, suicide, had four bankers suicided in 1 week. So it's either they were really suicided, or they closed caskets and they've ended up somewhere else on their way out. Either way, it's reported as such. They murdered over 300 microbiologists since 2006, 2008. So when they're done with you, they will kill you. Freemasons will only live as long as they need them. And they will kill every Freemason on the face of this planet. Will die. That's part of their planning process. It is listed, it's named, and it's going to happen. They're lying to the Freemasons, say that the lower level Freemasons, or they'll help rebuild the country to another, or rebuild the world, but they're lying to them. They're not telling them the truth at all. This is documented in their planning process. Chapter 15, the protocols, and other places. And even the Bible confirms it. Psalms 34:21. And the evil shall say the wicked. Freemasons worship Lucifer. Lucifer is Satan. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, confirms of the King James Bible. Jesus Christ 22:16, Revelation 22:16, is the bright and morning star. Lucifer is not. The lie bringer. Lucifer was his name in heaven when he was a fallen angel, before he became a fallen angel. When he became a fallen angel, his name was changed to Satan. And the best trick he ever pulled was to get people to believe it doesn't exist. In the news today, what's going on? By the way, I was going to talk all this week, certainly in Bible study, about intervening blood oaths and generational curses. And how to get through them. Actually, how to stop them. We're going to talk about that. I'm actually going to do one broadcast over again. I did this Friday. I'm going to do it this week. Because, family, that's what's going on today. This is the priority. Generational curses. The curses are real. When I say curses, you think, oh, yeah. I saw that on a movie, on TV. No, they're real. The Pentagon has weaponized them. You understand this? Under classified projects. The sodomization, young boys' murder, and so forth, helps open up a portal for the super soldiers or for the remote viewers acquire demonic presence inside their body. That gives them the ability for remote viewing supernatural powers and whatever is by sodomizing, called the royal secret in your Pentagon. They justify evil because it leads to good in their minds. Many of them are deceived in believing this. That's how Satan works. They can't get past the 4 stars or the GS-18 ratings and the importance of cosmic top secret and a special parking place. Membership at Knights of Malta and their hot dog roast they go every so often. It's going to lead them straight to hell. Of course, when they get out, they get a problem. Their career goes down the drain. If they know too much and they try to get out, it will kill them. But again, fear him that kills the body or the one who can kill the body and the soul. You cause the problem by getting involved in the first place, not speaking out or getting away, doing the right thing. But many of them haven't. They brief the Council of Foreign Relations. Their career is more important. When you retire, then what do? You wait to retire to renounce and well, pray you don't have a reprobate mind, that God will allow you to renounce it. Because many he will set up with a reprobate mind that will not be allowed to renounce their sins. Some went too far. Renouncing Freemasonry. Father God, creator of heaven and earth, that say, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all sins committed against you and others made in your image. I honor my earthly father and mother and all of my ancestors of flesh and blood, of the spirit of adoption and godparents, but I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive all my ancestors for the effects of their sins on me and my children. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting me and my family. I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry or any other lodge or craft by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, the principal spirit behind Freemasonry, and I renounce Baphomet, the spirit of Antichrist and curse of Luciferian doctrine. I see idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, and deception by Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce their insecurity, the love of position and power, the love of money, the avarice or greed, and the pride which would have led my ancestors into Masonry. I renounce all the fears which help them in Masonry, especially the fears of death, fears of men, fears of trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That prayer is taken from the Unmasking Freemasonry. Removing the Hoodwink. By Selwyn Stevens. S-E-L-W-Y-N. Stevens, published by Jubilee Publishers, P.O. Box 36-44044, Wellington 6330, New Zealand. Short, sweet, and to the point. You got the idea. So pretty much, if you're a Freemason, you remember your initiation, and everything you did in initiation pretty much ends up being in the prayer by renouncing. Yeah, there you go. So what you memorized, you pretty much renounce. How's that for a summary? I'm dead serious about this. Because each degree you go up, the further away you get from God, he pulls away more and more. They have a Bible there on the table. I'm sure you see it. but never intend to go by it. Pretend, but not intend. One thing that they try to do is say that King James, for example, of Scotland, was absolutely not a Mason. He was not. They say he was. They say he's a pedophile, homosexual. He's none of those. He's a real Christian, a man of God, as letters and history confirm. Sir Francis Bacon, on the other hand, the son of Queen Elizabeth I and Dudley, hidden, illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I and Dudley, of that blue bloodline, genetic strain, you might call it, he was tasked with writing the New Atlantis and was a Mason. He had nothing to do with the King James Bible. Neither did Shakespeare with Avatar. King James, and it's documented that King James, Sir Francis Bacon, did not like each other. So if there were Masons, how come they didn't like each other? Unfriendly Masons? Hardly. The King James Bible is the only true word of God in England under King James. And I'll say here at this point, in my opinion, was the world's real and only benevolent monarchy in the history of man. God made sure of that, because that's where his word came from, was King James. What did they do before that? Well, do you recall the Dark Ages? Yeah, so what? Well, the word of God was hidden. That's why they call it the Dark Ages. Hint, hint. The word in Antioch was put in the Alps and kept there throughout the Dark Ages. The only Bible they had was the stream from Origen, R-I-G-E-N, Alexander, Egypt, in the 4th century. That's corrupted copies of the copies from Antioch, that he had obtained his own copies. The others were taken, or the originals, or copies of the originals, was taken to the Alps and hidden out by the Vaudois, V-A-U-D-A-U-X, Vaudois, D-A-U, excuse me, the real Christians. And collected, and that's where King James obtained the manuscripts and documents and scrolls necessary to be completely the true word of God that the others didn't have. Other great heroes was Erasmus, Wycliffe, and Tyndall. And boy, they caught all kinds of problems. Burned at the stake, imprisoned, beaten, because they translated into English. So history behind it. You know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, quote, "The Son of God became man so that we might become God." The only begotten Son of God, wanting to make us sharers in his divinity, assumed our nature so that he might make men gods. That's a lie. Catechism of the Catholic Church, quoting St. Thomas Aquinas, from the Wanderer Press, 1994, paragraph 460. And page 116, taken from Occult Invasion by Dave Hunt, on page 336. There's a problem there. But I find it very interesting. Where have I heard this before? Oh, Joyce Myers. Oh, yeah. And Copeland. Ah, Brazier, Dollar. T.D. Jakes. Schuller, 33rd degree Mason. The comment, "You don't have to know the name of Jesus." Billy Graham. Interview, David Frost. Oh, mercy. And all the others that say we become as gods. Oprah. They all have something in common. They're following the New Age movement. That's what they're doing. First, I got to hook you. And then I crook you. It's called a shell game. That's what they're playing. It says in Acts 4, 10 to 12, King James Bible, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, God hath raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which had become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now that stoplight or that traffic light don't get no greener, so you might as well go ahead and go when it turns green. That's as clear as a bell. It doesn't say Yeshua. It doesn't say Jeshua. That's the name of the fallen angel, Sananda Manuel, by the way. That's her Hebrew Roots Movement attendees and Sacred Name Movement attendees, Christian Identity attendees, Arnold Murray, Herbert Armstrong, all the others that are in these cult groups would have you believe otherwise. Now, they can write their own Bible if they want to, because they're going to answer to higher authority. And all the good deeds of the world won't get them out of scotch. And where they're going, it won't be any scotch. But they can stop that if they renounce the blood oath, get out of these cult groups, seek the name of Jesus, renounce it. That day is coming. Now, I had mentioned several occasions how the military, I was a Marine for 12 years. I was a captain when I got out. I was at all the facets of the Marine Corps, recruiting the fleet as a commander. Recruit training. I was a captain there in Recruit Training Depot, Paris Island. Various other administrative jobs. Mostly I was infantry. Awaiting my, quote-unquote, my war. That's our baptism. As you always join the Marine Corps, you join to fight. Well, my day you did. You join because it's your duty to serve your country, and so forth and so on. So when I was in there, getting ready to go in the 1970s, I had this southern, patriotic, southern gentleman kind of mindset. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Open up doors and all that sort of thing. And my duty is to serve my country and join. Drafting. I wait for no draft. Who's the enemy? I don't know. Whoever it is, I'll kill him. What's the big deal? I don't see the problem. What we're taught. What we taught. What I trained them for. What I was trained for. So I didn't like those long-haired, pot-smoking, pot-bellied hippies at all. On college campus, they were traitors in my mind. What I didn't realize, they were right. I didn't know that all the wars were already set up before 1870s. I didn't know the Vatican Church and the Jesuits, our secret societies, had targeted our own family, our own soldiers, since 1950. Our own government, under the auspices of the Vatican, the IMF. I didn't know all that. I didn't know about the Illuminati, Rockefellers, and all these other yahoos. I didn't know everything was pre-staged. Already ordained and planned and everything else. Had no idea. You know what's ironic? Is the VC in Vietnam had the same enemy as the soldiers, American soldiers they were fighting. Both sides had the same enemy. Didn't even know it. Bet you never heard that before. The French failed in Dien Bien Phu, whatever. I can't pronounce that darn word. But anyway, they failed as a UN action to take control of that area, the resources and people and so forth. And the French got their butts kicked, had sent Americans in since we collected debt. That's what we're there for, under the guise of fight for freedom. Boy, that hurts me to say that. That war was planned to lose from the very beginning. They sent us over there. I got the evidence on that. That's when it began, 1950s, to target the American soldier and the Marines. Here's my point. Once they saw it right, it's the 1990s to start the total destruction. Actually, 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they started lessening the requirements to get in. 1970s, it was to bring women to front line units to fight side by side by Marines or Army. In other words, you're in a foxhole. Now, if you haven't gathered together, if you haven't figured it out yet, a woman's not strong as a man. Has the body strength. Now, you say, well, I know this woman works for the fire department. She can do, how many of y'all women take steroids and do weightlifting? How many really do that? You don't. God made men and women different. But the idea is to change it all around and reduce the effectiveness of the U.S. military. That was the exact reason why Clinton said, don't ask, don't tell. That was the purpose of it. The only purpose. Oh, I know. You say, well, homosexuals can fight just as good as... Here we go again. I'm not talking about that. The reality is, there's a difference between the manly man and the homosexual. Whether you like it or not, whatever, there is a difference. There's a, you're not comfortable in the shower together. And there's a stigma about the feminine acting. I'm a Marine. You know, so you got the stigma. Whether you like it or not, it's there. Then you got the homosexuals that lift weights and all that sort of thing. But the stigma is there whether you like it or not. It's reality. Okay. Don't ask, don't tell was the first step of really digging in. With the plan, either Bush, Kerry, or Obama, whoever won, has already planned who's going to win anyway, was to then bring him out of the closet and openly flaunt the difference, and it worked perfectly. Once Obama said, you come out of the closet, the trouble began. Now, I can't, hey, I'm neutral on this. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm not on a soapbox here saying we don't need homosexual Marine Corps. I ain't talking about that. I'm telling you reality of what really happened and what's happening now. Now, I may have some new listeners, so I owe you. So, you know, I'm not talking off the cuff here about how this really works. Now, some of my regular listeners, bear with me here a minute, because you've heard this before, but I want to apply it to the current discussion we're having right now. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the 1990s submitted a report, of which you can get a copy of it, a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and her previous court opinions that she had made had set some stipulations for the federal government. And one of those, in 1977-78 time frame, was, quote, draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces, and this in order to equalize the number of men and women. The exact purpose of this was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. Bigger picture going on than people realize. And it worked. Because June last year, was it June? Somewhere around there. Panetta lifted the ban for having women in frontline units. He fulfilled what Ruth Bader Ginsburg has submitted already. There's your evidence. She wrote it. The time came last year, July, and Panetta lifted the ban. And then affirmative action is already planned. And it worked perfectly. Old-time Marines started getting out, retiring early, getting out of there. They discovered that women could not do things physical that men could. And the Joint Chief of Staff, they know this. They knew exactly what they were doing. Then when it came up that they didn't have the physical abilities, they had to readjust the PFT and also take into account the number of sexual assaults or astronomical. And not one of those Joint Chief of Staff had the guts to stand up and stop it even before it got started and tell Panetta to stick it up his wazoo. Or the four get together, they're all in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and stick together and say, you want to go through us first? The president would have a hard truck, but they didn't do that because they're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, which is Illuminati. They are against America. Because they're secret society members. Pretending to be Americans. Got lost along the way from lieutenant or ensign to admiral general. They lost themselves. To damn their soul. Each one with a different story probably. Well, here's my point. Article came out posted on February the 10th, came out the 9th. Oh, that was yesterday. So, Marine Corps Times, first casualty in headquarters war to professionalize. They're trying to take the Marine Corps Times out of publication. Move it away so nobody can read it. Why? Because it's reporting the truth. They're trying to hide it now. Because you got articles on what's actually going on in the combat zone as opposed to the propaganda that the Command and Armed Forces Radio put out. They're trying to silence any and all opposition to the changes that they're making in the military. They won't be known now. They're stepping up the pace to destroy the U.S. military forces from within. Your generals, your admirals, your congressmen working together that belong to secret societies. No wonder the troops are going to India when they get back to take up Hindu and Buddhism. No wonder. It's part of the plan, too. It's called re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Chasing one hot pan into the frying pan. That's what Chrislam with Rick Warren, a CFR Illuminati member, satanic to the yin-yang, Rick Warren. He's a Council of Foreign Relations member. He is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations is, in fact, the Illuminati in the United States. And the Illuminati worship Satan. Rick Warren pretends to be Christian. He is a Luciferian. worship Satan. No doubt about it. None. That's how it works. Satan is God of this world, family. You're in enemy territory right now. Friendly territory is heaven. After Armageddon, it'll be friendly territory. But that's when Jesus comes down, and before Jesus comes down here to sit on that throne in Jerusalem, physically, Jonathan Click, he'll physically sit on that throne that's going to be his throne. Jesus Christ of Nazareth will come supernaturally at Armageddon once it's defeated. He'll do it for 1,000 years. But before that, there's 7 seals. Hadn't started yet. 7 trumpets. Definitely not started yet. And the 7th trumpet brings the 7 bowls of God's wrath. That certainly hadn't happened yet. We're not even the 1st seal yet. We got a lot to hit on when it comes down, man. You got to get ready for this. Now, they're going to try to fake it on you with harp, weather control, volcano, all kinds of ways, supernatural, whiz bang, smoke, mirrors, and science, trying to fake the tribulations. Blood moon nonsense. Harbinger nonsense. Family, the Bible tells you what's going down and when it's going to happen. Well, not really when, actually, but it tells you what happens in order. When it starts, it's God's business. But back to what I was talking about. This is one more effort. Little by little, they chip away. We used to have in the Marine Corps when I was in, we had comprehensive coverage of the Marine Corps. Covering everything. Career tracks, pay, benefits, family, spouse issues, employment after leaving the military, everything. Now they're trying to take it away. This is part of closing in. We're a pit bull dog for corporate Illuminati. They figure it's time to put this pit bull dog down, bring in the Chinese and Russians, and your colonels and generals, secret society members, are part of this. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they have no idea what's really going on. Just going to slam them in the face when it happens. And you know that's exactly how it was planned. Now, regular listeners, you know what I'm going to say next, don't you? About waking up one day and you're in it and don't know how you got there. Oh, yeah, that quote. You remember that one, don't you? It stands today, this quote, by Norman Mattoon Thomas. He's a leading American socialist, pacifist, 6-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. He said in a speech in 1944, family, I'm not going back in history. This stands today. The agenda is rock solid and heading on the way. He said, I quote, in 1944, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. And went on to say, I no longer need to run as presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. Now, Republicans, don't even think about putting your chest out there. Because your party, the Republican Party, Council of National Policy, under the Illuminati, are there to kill our soldiers and make sure they die in combat. Because you all are setting up the dadgum wars. and putting the vaccines in their body. So don't be pushing your chest out, Republicans. And Democrats, you're setting up the communist America. So both of you, shame on you. Liberals, libertarian, vegetarian, whatever, there's no better. Because they're pulling people in, good people that mean well, are being lied to about the Ron Paul, because Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. He's another liar. He's a Rosicrucian. And that truth is coming out too now, by the way. I stand for Jesus. I'm done. That's it. That's simple. Not going to be that simple later down the road, though. Because y'all that stand for Jesus in the King James Bible, right now is practice. This is practice. But you know, there's a man that had a quote that figured all this out in the 1960s. Martin Luther King Jr. Quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we've been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. Martin Luther King. And you know, that same period of time, JFK knew about this. He's going to deconstruct this whole Illuminati. And he would have too, if he's allowed to continue. But they couldn't stop him normally and say, well, you just don't have the right. The president don't have the right. He does not have the right to do all this, JFK. They couldn't do that because that would show their hand that the Constitution is not into effect there, Americans. You know, some of the Europeans know this already. Americans don't know this. Americans actually believe the Constitution is in effect. It's not. Americans actually believe that we won our independence from England. English, no, you didn't. Americans don't know you didn't. You still celebrate the 4th of July. We never won that war. We lost. They beat our butts, man. Bad. Because 1783, we became a corporation under King George III. We still had to pay. We had to pay back the war reparations on the 70-year bank cycle. Yeah, buddy. Starting in 1789. That's a fact. And yet we still celebrate independence. Man, the English, like, they still celebrate independence? Yeah, oh. They still own us. Well, Canada, you don't get away with it either. You're owned also. British Israel, you're paid and bought and sold, paid for. And Australia, all four are nothing but colonies under Queen Elizabeth II. That's correct. Oh, yeah. You see? Clever, huh? England, in the Revolutionary War, sacrificed their own soldiers. Made it look like we won. We had some victories and all that, but officially, we lost that war bad. History books are baloney. Since 1908, when they started changing the education system. But JFK, you know, the president, several presidents, actually, along the way, even Woodrow Wilson. Actually, Eisenhower, Truman, others in their administrations gave quotes warning Americans about the New World Order. But they did it in subtle ways. Eisenhower tried to warn us about the military-industrial complex. JFK gave the strongest warning of any. McKinley was trying to fight the financial arm of the Illuminati. Lincoln did try to fight the financial arm of the Illuminati. The Jesuits murdered him. Andrew Jackson actually succeeded by balancing the budget. He broke their back. That's what the War of 1812 was all about. Burning ratification records. Put us back on track. Rothschild says, man, we ain't gonna let this happen. They've always tried to monitor their pit bull dog called the United States to make sure we didn't get strong enough to overtake the monarchy. They've always been afraid of this pit bull dog because we could have. We could have taken over the world. They made sure we didn't. That's part of the reason the Civil War. To make sure America didn't come strong and itself become a world leader. It wouldn't have been a good one either. It would have been malevolent because the secret societies would have owned it. There's some crazy stuff I'm telling you, isn't it? But it's all true. All very true. JFK said, you've heard me say many times before, but I've quoted Martin Luther King, who knew, and I'm going to quote JFK, who's going to dismantle it. He said, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. And before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot, unquote. And then there's a 19-minute speech he gives that you can listen to where he identifies the secret society conspiracy. He's going to do it. It would have worked. But they had to stop him. His own family put him up for death because he's going on his own. And so was Martin Luther King. And even Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy. They made a clean sweep, CIA did, Mossad, Freemasonry, Jesuits. So in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. George Orwell. So all these so-called politicians out there, they say we got to protect the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. They got to realize it's not in effect. I don't know where they're coming from. Is it possible they really don't know? Goodness gracious, we pay them for that? They're supposed to know all this. Maybe they really don't know. Okay. I think I'd probably beat that in the dirt. I'll probably go back to it too. But right now they're trying to take your eyes and ears away from the Marines. So you don't know what's going on. How come you generals out there aren't fighting to keep the paper there? Oh, that's right. You're members of Council of Foreign Relations. I forgot. And you're at the Pentagon and yeah, I got it. You have to do that, don't you? Because you're members of the secret societies. Yeah, I got it. Well, show you a little something here. You all know, I'm assuming some of y'all out there, you are aware of the dangers of vaccinations, right? Let me show you, let's play this, how they use it media. And you all know that the flu shot, flu vaccinations, has formaldehyde, trimethoprim, aluminum salts in it. And it causes Alzheimer's, it causes dementia. The mercury in the vaccinations, man, causes the autism. And children. The CDC admits now fully confirmed that they put cancer viruses that was man-made cancer viruses where it came from. Cancer came from man-made in 100 million Americans polio vaccines 1952 to 54. They're admitting it. Okay, you know, come on now. So that being said, and the HPV vaccination has killed over 104 girls. And it's there to sterilize your children, HPV shots. That's what it's for. It's not about cervical cancer at all. Y'all got the point. Now, with that said, and all this going on, I want you to listen to this. I hate these commercials on these videos. They got these stupid commercials on these darn things. So I want you to hear what they say. And this is official video. I mean, official report. And how they sell this vaccination. Knowing it kills, destroys, and even our troops. Here we go.
Maybe you got a flu shot this year, but did you get any other vaccines? If you're like many U.S. adults, probably not. A new study shows a lot of adults are missing key vaccinations that could protect from serious, life-threatening illnesses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention analyzed data from both a 2011 and 2012 National Health Interview Study. It found vaccine coverage is depressingly low. Those included vaccines for pneumonia, tetanus, Tdap, which prevents whooping cough, hepatitis A and B, herpes zoster, and HPV. So why are so many people skipping out on vaccines? Well, according to one researcher, there are a number of reasons. Mythology surrounding vaccination is the greatest obstacle. In spite of all the press about the rise of whooping cough, for instance, patients still may refuse vaccination. Those myths include fears that vaccines might cause autism, a concern that has been widely discredited, or lead to illness or severe reactions. Financial issues were also reportedly one cause, and there was a wide racial gap, with whites more likely to be up to date than blacks or Hispanics.
Luckily, there is something patients and doctors can do about it. Next time you see your doctor, take a moment to review your immunization history so you can start getting what you truly need.
For Newsy, I'm Jasmine Bailey.
Do you believe in this? Do you hear what you just heard? Did you hear what you just heard? This is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Now you see how they do it. And people that's not paying attention are going to buy off on this nonsense and go down and get their vaccination. And to make sure that people get sick, certain places, they put the disease out in these chemtrails. Or they manufacture some of the, like in, 2009. 4,000 people died from flu. Really? When did that happen? First, 1,000 died, then 4,000 died. Well, no, 4,000 people died. Because they wanted to get people in 2009 to take the flu shot. So they said 4,000 people died from the flu. It never happened. They were going to start the flu pandemic in 2009 with two shots. One initial and the second shot would cause what's called a cytokine storm, where your immune system would battle each other inside, and then the pandemic was to start. They tried to jump the gun, but it didn't happen. They keep forgetting God's in control. This point I'm trying to make across is that God's in control, but there's a point he's going to just say, that's it. And you'll know when that time comes. Family, seek Jesus Christ. Seek his wisdom and his knowledge, not man, but his knowledge, his wisdom through the Holy Spirit. That's the trick. You can't trust man at all. Not a little, not even a little bit. You know, anything I say on this broadcast, I expect you to check it out. And if I'm wrong, you correct me. You know, you say, well, Tom, you said this, but I found something different. Well, let me know. I do vet out my sources, but I can make a mistake. And I expect you all to come back at me if I make one. But that's what you should do, everybody. The only truth you're going to find is in the King James Bible. That comes from God. Big difference there. And these were written by men. Stories of women that were inspired and obedient to God. Actual things that happened, and actual doctrine comes from God himself through men that were obedient. 40 to be exact. 66 books. The book of Enoch was not God inspired. Enoch didn't write any book. Prophecy passed down, yes, because mentioned in the Bible. But the book of Enoch is not from Enoch, and there's too many mistakes in it. Too much myth in it, with some truth mixed. The book of Enoch does not belong in God-inspired word. Neither does that Apocrypha or the Septuagint or any other book, except for the ones that's in there. God made sure his word was protected. However, when disclosure happens, the day of declaration of this alien lie that's going to come out, the book of Enoch will then take priority over every other book. Because then they'll call them aliens or ascended masters. Even the atheists, Muslims, Christians, agnostic, heck, I guess even Elmer Fudd, who knows, go by the book of Enoch. Hindu, Buddhist, go by the book of Enoch. Because it fits the realm, the notion of the fallen angel, of the aliens and ascended masters. Well, the Bible does too, but calls them the sons of God of the Old Testament. It also tells that they're going to hell. And it also tells that why God created hell was for them, not for man. But because God didn't create hell for man, but did for the fallen angels that are called the sons of God, the hierarchy, the community, the great white brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters, Elmer Fuddites, it doesn't matter who they are. They're all the same, fallen angels, after Nimrod. God created hell long before that, for them. And that's where they're going to end up, is in hell. There's no redemption for them, but they are for human beings. Because God sent his only begotten Son down, and he'd die for us. He'd take our punishment. Otherwise, we can't come back from the dead. So if his punishment was so severe, because he hates sin so bad, that the wages of sin is death, then that's kind of cutting the nose off, spite your face. But guess what God did? He didn't do that. He knew. Hated sin so much, he had the maximum penalty. However, he knew in the Old Testament, as gave prophecy of a coming Messiah, 300 prophecies to save mankind. The Jews thought it was some guy coming in on a white horse is going to save them with a sword. They didn't understand the concept of original sin and how they're going to be saved. Made them mad because they didn't read the scripture. They didn't get what they wanted. Crucify him! Satan had no wisdom, no discernment. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known that the crucifixion would have been his undoing. How about that? We can't come back from the dead, but Jesus did, because he is the only begotten Son of the living God. His Father was God himself. If God can create man from nothing, he sure can will his seed into Mary. And he did, through the Holy Spirit came upon her. She wasn't immaculate conception kind of thing going on, not by no stretch of imagination. But she's a blessed woman that God brought his only begotten Son through her, in her womb. He came out in the usual way, but with an unusual father. And it wasn't Joseph neither. It was God of this world, of this universe, the creator, was Jesus' father. God who came down in flesh. And when Jesus Christ left, ascended, he sent down the other Godhead to touch every human being called the Holy Spirit at the Pentecost. He fulfilled the law. He didn't abolish it. He is the fourth commandment. The tithing, the Sabbath, that's the old law. People so brainwashed are stuck on Saturday and Sunday worship. 7 days a week. It's whatever day you choose. It's whatever amount of money you have to give to whoever. I don't know, wherever the Holy Spirit tells you. Or clothing or whatever. That's your tithing, not 10% of the church. That's the old law for the Jews, not the Gentiles. Jesus Christ fulfilled that law. Preachers don't like talking about that. No. I've talked about this before. I've got it on my, you can go on my MP3s there on my website, and I think it's there. You'll find the Sabbath talked about. If not, send me an email and I'll send it to you. Or I'll just talk about it again sometime. But right now, I got other things going on. All this is the bottom line of what's going on today. Well, I'm going to talk about the... Let me play this for you. This one really kind of torques my jaw, but I see the purpose behind this clip. I'm going to play you part of it. And then we'll tell you what's really going on here. About America's leaders joking about dead veterans and children. And tell you what really is going on about that. I'll get another dirty commercial here. Hold on a minute. Libya.
The video seems to suggest he died at the hands of his captors. Here, he's bleeding from scalp wounds, but it's not clear whether he's been shot in the head.
This is in Libya.
This was taken at some point later. His head is lifted up as fighters take more photos. He appears to be grimacing in pain, but still alive. Later, his limp body, stripped nearly nude, is dragged through the streets. Bullet wounds to the head and torso are more clearly visible.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed videos.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
They have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about.
There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us.
Saddam Hussein is a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. They have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about. That is what this war was about. Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there. Maybe under here.
Iran.
I love it in the last hour of day when everybody's out. And here in Isfahan, it's down to the riverbank. You know, all over Europe, you got this passeggiata, paseo. People are out during the magic hour. Didn't expect to find it here in Iran, but boy, they've got it. I don't know what the word is in Farsi, but they've got the paseo.
Okay, now, that's the part I wanted to play you. The story behind this is first to make you mad, which it does. My jaw's torquing just a tad bit here. But I see through this. You see, the sickness of our leaders, which is under the control of the Vatican, the sickness of the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and the sickness of the Luciferians in every country, Russia, India, China, every country, it's Luciferian. You replace the U.S. government with a revolution, you'll simply replace for the pot for the kettle. One's no better than the other. See, the sickness is only skin deep in the video. It goes deeper. Because the agenda is now to show you how sick the U.S. government and governments worldwide really are. It's going back for us, 1776. But to now, kept secret until about 1950 or so, the agenda now is to show how worthless the worldwide governments are. See, the Vatican and religion also to show how worthless they are in order to facilitate the acceptance of the New World Order as a viable alternative to peace. That's the dialectic they're going to sneak up on you with. It'll also be the biggest lie yet. Here's a trap indicated in their planning sequence. It's called exercising the dialectic. Even if it's not their preferred strategy, they're likely to try to sidestep any implosions of confidence and that in the national government by placing before the masses the supranational imperial governments as the solution of the New World Order. You want world peace? We got it for you. But that comes with a price, though. Then you'll know it's going by the book. When that would be itself become unsustainable because of its corruption, they hope to have a centralized enough military power to stroke the local areas on the earth. That may be as large as a whole continent rebellion. Then fight as a tyrannical crackdown on the world governments through rebellious area. That's their plan. Humanity, though, in other areas, or people are pleading out for humanity to change this around, but they don't realize the supernatural is at work here. They think man's going to solve this. It's not going to happen. Adam Weishaupt, going back to 1776, laid out the plan that we're living into today. He finished the plan May the 1st, 1776, and that's what they needed to happen about 2 months later in July 1776, was to declare independence to justify martial law and to get that party started. So, April 19th, look that up on the occult calendar. It's a day they use for human sacrifice. April 19th, 1775 was a firing at Concord in Lexington, killing 1,400 British soldiers. That was the justification they needed. And our so-called Patrick Henrys and little chubby guy, what's his name? Hellfire Club, Ben Franklin. All these others are Fabian knew what they were doing to incite Americans, colonists, to armed rebellion to justify setting us up under financial bondage beginning in 1789. They knew exactly what they were doing. So part of the plan was the following: to abolish all existing governments. First, you have them fight each other first. To abolish all existing religions. To abolish all private property. That's why the government takes over little by little. Because they work for the Illuminati. To abolish all inheritance. That's why they're having old folks in New York move to smaller apartments. To make sure inheritance is taken up, not allowed to be used. To pass on, they're closing the circle tighter. Abolishing the family as a cell from which civilized society shall develop. Abolish patriotism as far as national government are concerned. They needed patriotism for us to fight World War I, World War II, planned before 1870s. You got to have a strong family structure, sovereignty, patriotism, all that, to fight a war. You see? You got to have it. So now it's over with. They knew World War II was the last war until they could set up the next World War III, and that would be the last war of all of mankind. And that war was planned before 1873. The Third World War was planned by Albert Pike to be between Zionism. It hadn't even been formed yet when he planned it, by the way. Ha ha! And Islam. And you know who the Zionist and Islam really entails? Islam, or of course Arabs. Zionism, or the Jews. And guess who that is? Descendants of Jacob and descendants of Ishmael, who are half brothers in bloodline, going back to Abraham. And guess who's formulating this? The fallen angels, the Egyptian pharaohs. Bloodline that goes back to Charles Maine, to King John, to our presence today, and Queen Elizabeth II, all of them are inclusive of the same family bloodline. And the errant, disinherited tribe of Dan, who got kicked out of the swimming pool for being naughty, naughty boys and girls. And Jacob, the 12 tribes, tribe of Dan, got a little bit ambitious, got kicked out. Satan got a hold of him. In come Sanand Emmanuel, Semyeza, some other fallen angel, to interbreed with the tribe of Dan so they would think that they were the offspring of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. It wasn't Mary Magdalene, it's some other woman. But Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel, right now as I'm talking, look him up right now, see what you get. Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel. You know what he's calling himself? Yeshua. Jeshua. He's a fallen angel. And as you're looking him up, I got some of you probably looking him up now. Who does he look like? He looks who we think is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You see, Jesus has hair of wool. Jesus, dark skin. You white folk, deal with it. He's bronze, as the Bible says. Comely looking, sort of. Not blonde haired, blue eyed. But Sanand Emmanuel is, because he's a member of the Great White Brotherhood, fallen angels. So that tribe of Dan got a hold of the wrong Jesus. Satan's going to use them, and using them now, because they're part of the Merovingian Carolingian bloodline. Do you know the implication of what I've just said? Y'all understand? That when you look up Jesus and you see pictures and portraits and churches and whatever, that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth you're looking at. That's a fallen angel. Whoo-hoo! Well, look up Sanand Emmanuel and you tell me. And you look up the Bible. Description of Jesus is given. Nobody knows what Jesus looks like. He didn't have paparazzi down there. There's no paparazzi. It wasn't there. And nobody followed him around with an Edsel and trying to take his picture with a camera or paint his picture or doing it. He wouldn't hold still enough long enough to get a carving in a stone. So where did they get the... They didn't. We've been looking at all this time at Sanand Emmanuel, fallen angel, not Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the two holes in the hand, slit in the side, and the two holes in the feet. That's a different Jesus. Ooh, that's hot. Man, people getting hot there on the collar, huh? Don't like that too much, but think about it for a minute. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, short hair, hair like wool, bronze skin. Then you look up Sanand Emmanuel, you see who he looks like, and you tell me. It goes against everything we've taught, everything we've learned since childhood and birth. Well, be birth and childhood. So the purpose, though, those are the plans they've got. This goes back to 1700s, family. And it's on track and on target. That's the point. Slowly close the gap. They'll plan a generation ahead. Two generations, three, four generations ahead, easily. Because each generation feels they're putting the groundwork for the next generation to take over. And these people are dedicated, let me tell you what. Because Satan controls them. Poverty is punished. Low-income New Yorkers feel a pinch of what they call government sequester. Low-income families in New York are feeling the pinch of a so-called sequester. The automatic multi-billion dollar spending cuts, which kicked last year, Congress failed to agree on a budget. So people are being told to go to smaller and cheaper apartments or see the rent skyrocket. So that means these older folks that's got all this stuff in their houses go to a smaller studio. What are they going to do with everything they've got? Sell it all? Uh-huh. Because they're getting ready to get rid of the older people. They're getting ready to take the houses. They're trying to get rid of inheritance, private property. Now you see what I'm talking about? Part of the plan, 1776, was abolishing patriotism. But they needed patriotism to fight the wars, you understand? They planned this long term. 1946, after the Second World War, then they put it in order. Because Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, said, I quote, in 1946 to 48, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. And to make sure they do it, they've been working on your children. In national rights of child is to take them away from you. Been working on the education, thinking they're doing the right thing? No. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, in front of 2,000 teachers, in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, auditorium, on a microphone, he said the following words to 2,000 teachers, I quote, this one Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard University, traitors. He said the following, quote, every child in America, it's 1973, by the way, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward his elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of a nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the National Children of the Future. Family, they got courses now in school, high school, on global government. It's all there. So this is 1973 when this is said. Go back to 1940s. That shows 30 years continuity. Fast forward to what I'm telling you about the military. Family, it all comes together on the Illuminati think tanks. Pre-planned. It's Luciferian. It's not Jews. For goodness sakes alive, that's the most sick. It's not a Jewish conspiracy. It's placating the American public, placating the world, think it's a Jewish conspiracy. No, it's Vatican. And the Vatican's controlled by the Italian, German Illuminati insiders, and they're controlled by the fallen angels. It's a Luciferian conspiracy. It's not even Islam. They say now the Islam is Muslims are the world leaders. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah. Forget about World War III. Oh, by the way, as if they could hear me, the Russians that are here to take over with America and the Chinese and others, that's being helped by our own Joint Chief of Staff, by the way, Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, they're all traitors. Well, those that's Russian soldiers, they're going to kill your families too. And the Chinese, they're going to kill your families too. Because it's going to focus down in the Middle East, the old Roman Empire. So they're going to use the Chinese and Russians, once the CFR, secret societies, have diminished our military forces with 22 suicides per day, by the way. That's part of it. Orchestrated suicides. Vaccinations. Once they've used you, they're going to wipe out your families too. Because this has already been planned to be a Luciferian agenda all along. It don't matter whether you believe in Lucifer or not. They do. And they're in control for the time being. I've been warning you all too about how they're going to militarize the police. How they're using felons, well-trained Christian Identity, Blackwater, getting private security jobs, that the private security industry will become federalized. You already have implants in the police departments of the felons. It's being because they're Freemasons, and they're allowed to come in. Wink, wink. February the 8th. That was, 2 days ago. Militarized police, the standing army the founders warned us about. Cops storm a house wearing masks, covered their faces, dressed in military special forces style. Black uniforms, battle helmets. Some of these are foreign troops. Some of them are, a lot of them are felons already there. And others are Freemasons that's already taken the oath and think they're going to be leaders. They're not. They're going to be killed by their own people. They did this not for murder, not for rape, but for credit card fraud. It's going to be more so down the road. And you truck drivers out there that are federal contracted, making all that good money, driving those trucks, those deep underground military bases, there you go. They're going to use you to collect information and data from your fellow truck drivers and those in Tea Party, those on the net that's on your CBs and cell phones is talking about patriotism and all that. They're keeping track of you. You know that. Because they've sold their soul to the devil. They bring them down into the deep underground military bases, show them the amazing complex, show them the chambers they're going to use to kill people with. Oh, yeah. Look how powerful we are. Now, you want to be a part of this or not? So we need your eyes and ears out there to tell us who's spouting off the patriotic fervor. Give me their names or social security numbers, if you've their internet addresses, all that. That's all we need. So you got truck drivers out there, they're traitors. Former military that can't get a job, they get a job truck driving. Paid enormous amount of money. Get your phone numbers, email addresses, and giving it to the NSA. Because they become cowards. Because they become abundant in their desire for material goods. They will fail and they will kill them. They will not allow them to live. But they'll use them until such time that they need them. Until then, they won't need them anymore. So they're out there playing 007, thinking they got some kind of lead in to the government, providing names and numbers and pretending this, that, and the other, and pretending to be somebody they're not. That's what's going on out there, truck drivers, so you be careful for the ones that's being paid to lie. It's coming down to it. Oh, I know. It's some of my broadcasts are some sort of a little bit, I guess, serious. But I don't know how else to be. because I see a serious situation coming down. You know? And the things going on outside, the snow, the fake snow they got, the supernatural, the occult, the witchcraft, all this stuff is real, man. People think they're going to escape it by ignoring it. Uh-uh. You need the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you. To be saved. In order to be a good soldier in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not enough just to be saved. There's much more for you. You need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. In Paul's time, believers didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. He said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Acts 19, verse 2. These people were saved, but it's clear that they were not filled or baptized with the Holy Ghost. We're saved through the power and ministry of the Holy Ghost. But Scripture tells us that in addition, there's also a baptizing, an infilling, a possessing that the Holy Ghost does in us. Jesus himself did not send disciples and followers into the world until they were baptized with the Holy Ghost on Pentecost. It's like a rushing wind. His disciples had pure hearts. They had faith to heal the sick, to cast out devils. They had the word of the Lord and already had been preaching Christ and gaining converts. They were witnesses to his resurrection. You say, what more could there be? They were then willing to die for Jesus, weren't they? So wouldn't you ask yourself, wasn't there love enough to send them to the world to do his work? Well, none of that was enough. Clearly, there was more. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So you ask yourself, do you really want the Holy Ghost? Do you want him to fall upon you and baptize you with fire? So you have to be convinced this is for you. You must come to the place where you know you are nothing. Self-denial. Have nothing. Can do nothing without power and leading of the Holy Ghost. You got to know that he's still baptizing. Still falling upon believers, possessing their bodies. Acts 2, 38 and 39. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is upon you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. There's people out there being baptized with the Holy Ghost. They've read that promise in the Bible and have heard it preached before. They've cried out, claiming this promise, and they have been baptized. The baptism is especially for the living in the last days. Acts 2:17-18. It shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out in those days my spirit, Acts 2:17-18. He is yours for the asking. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. So God wants you to walk in the Spirit. You can't find anyone else to meet a person's need. You're called to speak the word of God as the Spirit moves on you. To lay your hands on the sick with faith. Cast out devils just as the apostles did. We talked about that last week. We'll talk about it this week. Cutting generational curses. We're all called to be witnesses who are full of the Holy Ghost and power. That's the message. Well, we're close to the end of the broadcast today. You know, didn't you have some kind of a ham and rye? Oh, I'm sorry. Ham and Nye. Bill Rye, whatever. So you had ham and rye debate about God. Anti-science guy. Ham on Nye. The anti-science guy automatically wins, they said. Wins what? I question him being a Christian in the first place. Because you don't debate. Debate is listed among murderers. It's in the Bible. Of unrighteousness is listed also debate in that line of sins. Debate is listed. It's there. Because what happens in debate is the opposite side is able to blaspheme God's word. If he's a good debater, he might actually convince people. That's what it's for, is debating. Not to debate. Why do you debate the truth when you know the truth? What's the debate? You accept or reject it. No need to debate it. This is a trick Luciferians play. It's called a dialectic. You got the White House, they say, schedules 3 false flags. How does that work? A false flag is when you don't know what's going to happen, don't know who did it, and you're confused, and they show you someone that didn't do it, that's the one that did it, right? How do you schedule 3 false flags? I can see how you maybe could schedule a war. It's a little sick, but you could do it. Man, they got this so messed up. Here's one. Israel to destroy Dome on the Rock. Mosque on Temple Mount. Time for third temple to be built. Oh, boy. Now we're getting in the realm, aren't we? And here comes John Kerry's framework. You know John Kerry's cousin of Bush? Dole? Romney? Cheney? They're all cousins. Isn't that a hoot? That's a hoot and a holler. John Kerry's framework for bringing peace. If you ever get that thing signed, that's your fake peace covenant, by the way. Be ready for that fake coming along. Family, we're at the end of the program today. And today's just getting kicked off. All this week, we're going to go after it. And I do the news to kind of see where they're headed and what they're talking about and how they're just confusing the American public and the tricks they're trying to play. I try to go as deep as I can into and using their own agenda. Family, they lose this war. They've already lost it, actually. There's nothing they can do to recover. But the tribulations will happen. It's up to God when he lets them start. In the meantime, you live your day-to-day divine appointments, witnessing to others, and building yourself up with the trials and tribulations he's going to send to you, keeping yourself humble, studying the Word of God, fasting, praying, renouncing the blood oath if you're in a Freemasonry. Cut that generational curse. Get your house in order. But you're going to have interruptions. It's not going to be smooth sailing. Be ready for it. This is practice. But the game's been won. We're just counting the casualties. Well, Flint, y'all have a good night now. And tonight, oh yeah, by the way, too, we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. HighPointRadio.net. They play us up there randomly. our Bible studies and broadcasts. And also, when they can, we're what they call simulcast, same time, being done right now with KBLU Radio and Blue Raven Network. Simulcast our Bible studies and broadcasts. We broadcast our broadcast and Bible studies. Thomas does. And give pray for him also. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net. Because he's going to expand his business too of with more towers. Spirit of God's moving, family. Get on with it. It's coming around. Tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be on RevelationRadioNetwork.org. RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And you can go to Blog Talk Radio link. If that doesn't work real well and you can't hear very well, I'll be simulcasting my own. So I guess I'll be simulcasting my own. Why Thomas is simulcasting that one, and Revelation Radio will be putting it on. There you go. So we're moving right along. I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and I have my archives there, Bible studies and broadcasts. And my timeline, historical timeline, so that'll keep you busy. I just got several documents there, but they encompass quite a bit of the suicide conspiracy. Part one, part two. And I'm also targeting this week to put out newsletters in a different way, but I need to get caught up. So I got a lot of work to do this week. But in the meantime, y'all get ready, because Jesus Christ is coming back. So you will not be left shaken. You will not be left surprised. You just know, well, we're in it. Here we go. Everybody else is thinking they're going to stop it. Everybody else is thinking we're going to solve this new world order problem. Humanity needs to take over. Get rid of the Illuminati. Get rid of the bankers. Yeah. All you're doing is changing the pot for the kettle. And they may actually do it. But they'll also be evil. There are no good governments coming up. Not one. No matter what revolution it is, no matter who takes over, the only one will be Jesus. That's it. There are no others. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, only Jesus is the one. And before he comes down, comes the tribulation. 7 years of that. Family, get right with God. Stop fooling around. So y'all have a good night tonight. And for those, I'll see you tonight at 8 and RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And you also can listen on my, like you already right now, or you can come to the blog talk. It's got chat there. I monitor it when I can. And there you go. So I appreciate y'all dropping by. Just be patient. Time's coming. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. It's me again. Watchman for Jesus, signing off. Have a great evening. See you tonight.